I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, it's Andy, and welcome to an extra episode of the Netball Show. On the show, Maggie Birkinshaw, Sarah Bearman. Hang on a second, has somebody given me the wrong script? And we also hear from Camilla Buchanan with her thoughts on the season so far and an update on the always popular Jodie Gibson. Maggie Birkinshaw has been confirmed as the assistant head coach for Leeds Rhinos. Going to be working alongside Dan Ryan as they join the Super League next season. So, I'll have none of this. Hey, well, I'll go to the foot of our stairs with that decision. It's a fantastic appointment, and she's been telling the Netball Show more about it.
Well, firstly, delighted the fact that we've now got netball back in Yorkshire. It's been our aim for quite some time to bring it back because we're a netball-mad region. The fact that Dan sees qualities in me that he thinks would work great as part of the team, that obviously fills me with, you know, immense pride. And I'm delighted that he has asked me. I know that I will learn so much from Dan because of his experiences, and I'm excited to learn, and I'm excited to get this show on the road.
Your and Anna's history speaks for itself, especially around Yorkshire, but being alongside Dan as well, it's just about sharing some of the same goals to finally get netball back and established in Yorkshire.
Yeah, I can't speak highly enough of Anna Carter, our director of netball. You know, she's been an exceptional coach and continues to be an exceptional coach. You know, she's renowned for excellence, having been the head coach at Yorkshire Jets and also the head coach at Luton Lightning. Amazing success at both those franchises. Anna's vision of bringing netball back to Yorkshire is now materialising. She never stopped pushing when we were unsuccessful with our bid. And, you know, she has been the mastermind behind all of this. She has made the conscious decision not to be the head coach. Her role as director of netball is, you know, a 40-50-hour-a-week job, as it stands at the moment. And she wanted to bring this new franchise to light and put the best person she could at the helm. We were exceptionally lucky to find Dan available at the right time, and his CV speaks for itself. You know, he's an international coach. He's coached at the highest level in Suncorp. You know, he's been a coach at the successful Thunder franchise, and especially because, you know, they won last year whilst he was there as an assistant coach. So his CV, I think, speaks for itself. And with Dan leading, I think we're going to have an amazing team and hopefully have lots and lots of success.
We both obviously recognise that loss of Jets, but I would maybe suggest that Rhinos will be in a stronger position with obviously that backing of the foundation, the whole Rhinos brand and just the exposure.
Yeah, we were very, very fortunate when we had Yorkshire Jets to do as well as we did. You know, it's no secret that people used to say that, you know, it's a couple of housewives that were running the franchise along with, you know, Anna as head coach. Those housewives, yes, they were, but they came from an exceptionally strong corporate and commercial background. So they knew exactly what they were doing in relation to running our Super League franchise as a business. That said, all the while, whilst we had Yorkshire Jets, we had Leeds Rhinos Rugby as our partners. They're in the background supporting us. And when we lost the franchise at Yorkshire, Anna bit the bullet and had those discussions, opened those doors, spoke to the chief executive at Leeds Rhinos Rugby. Gary Edington clearly recognised that this was something that he could get involved in, that he wanted to get involved in. And the team, Rhinos, are now together with both Anna and Gary Edington driving this vision that she had forward. Leeds Rhinos Rugby are world-renowned. There's nobody within the rugby world that doesn't know them. Mm. And the synergy between the two different sports came together beautifully. We have been exceptionally fortunate to have access to everything that they have at their disposal. And Leeds Rhinos rugby are winners. And that's what this is about. We're not coming into the Super League to make up numbers. You know, we are there to contest and compete. And we're hoping that we're able to pull together athletes that are able to do just that, contest and compete.
You're in the community now and you're there. It's a bit of a run-in, really, isn't it, to 2021? Gives you all the chance to plan and just make sure that everything's clear.
Yeah. We did have the opportunity to enter the competition in 2020 and to be playing now. But we decided that we wanted to use the year running into the 2021 season to build our brand, to get the pathway solid. The foundation, Leeds Rhinos Foundation, have welcomed us with open arms. And, you know, they are everywhere within the community. And everything that they have access to, they have given us access to. So we have been able to access young athletes who maybe have had no exposure to netball at all. And we've gone in with the Leeds Rhinos branding, which opens the door without any questions. So we're now building from the foundations, through the foundation at Rhinos, building upwards. And we believe that what we have is an exceptionally strong brand, and everybody now knows us within the community.
The talent won't have gone anywhere or left Yorkshire. You've got players all around the Super League that originated from Yorkshire, the likes of Nat, and obviously Nat playing overseas, the Shores, Imogen at Bath. And it'll be about getting the blend of players together for that first team.
Absolutely. Historically, we have done very, very well, and we've done exceptionally well in creating and building young athletes. You've mentioned a few of the girls there that were from our Yorkshire area who have gone to other franchises, rightly so, to better their particular experiences and become the world-class athletes that they are. And make no bones about it, we would love to get our Yorkshire girls back within our franchise. If that's possible, then I'm sure that Dan and Anna will look at that. But do you know what? If it's not possible to get those girls back because they're happy where they are, then, you know, we will do what we've always done. We will create these girls from the, you know, from the bottom up. And the dream, ultimately, is to make netballers in Yorkshire that represent Yorkshire with a sprinkling of international experience.
Dan was on last week about that boys' session that took place. He didn't want to share anything about the first sign-ins. I doubt you want to share anything this week?
Oh, Andy, that would be more than my life.
Anna will have us as well, won't she?
Oh, they'd have my guts about it. There's another little Yorkshireism that I'm going to throw in. It's just not possible to even start discussing things like that. We've got lots of other, you know, issues that we have to deal with. You know, we've got venues, we've got programmes, you know, and I'm sure that Anna and Dan will be discussing athletes that they would like to bring into the program, but as the season's running and we know the rules dictate that that's just not possible at the moment. But make no, don't be under any illusions, we are looking to build the best that we possibly can with athletes that are already out there playing. And maybe a few surprises that people weren't expecting.
Ooh, it's about making netball in Yorkshire great again, isn't it? And I suppose for you, it just can't come soon enough.
No. It's the biggest region in the whole of the country, and the ballers in netball are crazy about it. You know, we've had, you know, 300-400 people just turning up to watch our under-19s play within the Performance League. And, you know, we want to make it so that we fill stadiums, you know, 2,000-3,000 on a regular basis is what we're aiming for. So, make netball great again, especially within Yorkshire. And I'm delighted to be able to be part of that.
And a quick welcome back to the Netball Podcast family for me as well. I've got to let you go because I can hear Sarah and Emma shouting at you through the door ready to record.
Yeah, we're back in the studio this week. You know, the demand from the public has been huge. They really enjoyed the first season of Netball Nation. And we'll have to put a shout out there to Debbie Hallis at Netball UK. You know, without Debbie stepping in and assisting, it just wouldn't have been possible. So along with yourselves as well, with your Netball podcast as well, you know, it's just getting the word out there to everybody. Those who just struggle sometimes to maybe access it, by television or not able to stream it, the podcast, I think, has been revolutionary for people. Just to listen, having spoken to quite a few people who love podcasts, they've been saying it's just been fabulous. Listening to the chat on the way to training or on the way to work, even speaking to people who listen to us abroad. You know, it's listened to all over. So, again, many, many thanks to Netball UK and Debbie Hollis for having the insight and the vision to bring it back to the masses.
I'll let you get away with that because you mentioned us. And you're going to be on YouTube as well. I'm like, ooh, looking forward to that.
Well, I don't know if I'm looking forward to that.
We
you
are.
You know, I have to sort of spruce myself up. I have to spruce myself up and behave in that studio because it's, we do have a laugh. It is just like friends having a chat within that studio. So I think I have to visit the hairdressers and anybody out there that knows anybody who wants to deck us out, we're always ready and willing to do that.
You get your hair sponsored as well. Marvellous. Right, Maggie, thanks again for your time.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Congrats on the role. Lightning have had a tricky couple of opening games for the season so far. So how's Sarah Bayman taking it?
We need to make sure that we start strong. You know, we can't afford a slow start to the season because you lose 3 or 4 games and you're out of playoffs.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do you do?
Let go.
Or grab on to everything it has to offer.
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough? Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly? We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield, Grab Life.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
So as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. So the benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
Saracens Mavericks face Lightning away this weekend, and Camilla Buchanan has told the Netball Show her thoughts about how the season's shaping up.
I think this last round was probably one of the most surprising ones, even though it's only round three.
Yeah.
I think the Bath-Wasps game was probably an unexpected result, not in the sense of Bath winning, but by how much they won. I think that was the biggest surprise for people, especially with, you know, with the pre-season that Bath had. They really are stamping their authority on this. So they're you know, they've scored 70, 80, 68 goals in their 3 games, so they're on a real high at the moment. Wasps, I think, you know, quality side, they obviously beat us in round 2, you know, the quality is there, but I think are just a little bit shaky in terms of confidence potentially. So yeah, so that was a bit of a shocker. Loughborough Lightning Thunder, that was probably the game of the round, with Loughborough leading for 3 quarters, Thunder coming back 9 goals down in the last quarter. Laura Malcolm getting player of the match, she was out standing, especially in that last quarter, just really took charge of that team and, you know, added some real fire to their belly. So a couple of rounds. Obviously the Pulse Dragons game at the weekend was a game of 2 halves. The first half was really close and contested, and then Pulse just found their feet and really exposed Dragons and ran away with it. So you know, Dragons have showed some promise with Latanya Wilson in their squad. They definitely could be a bogey team for some, but you know, Pulse are on the way up, definitely. So there's, you know, there's some teams in there that, you know, on any day could take the scalp of anyone. So, you know, once again, we're treated to another season where you just can't call some of the results. So I think that's the direction that the game should be moving in. It is moving in, and what an exciting place to be at.
Must have been nice for you, though, to see a Dean, some of that class firsthand.
Oh, I tell you what, you know, we talk about different styles, and you know, we've had Jamaican internationals over here in the past. We had Nicole Dixon, Shanice Beckford a few years ago, but this year it seems as though imports are really making an impact. You know, we had Adine Thomas outstanding in that wing attack position for that game and really finding her feet. And I think it's about, you know, we talk about imports coming over, but it's so important, the style that they come into and the teams that they go to. Because, you know, for me, the Shanice Beckford and Nicole Dixon, you know, that those were two great inputs, but they just didn't work at the clubs that they were at back then. They were at Northumbria. So, you know, if you get the right import in the right squad with the right culture, and wow, that's the kind of play you're going to see. So, yeah, really exciting to see some of the imports in action.
Are you happy with some of the individual players at Mavs at this stage, or is it just more about how things are coming together nicely? I mean, I was at Mavs and there were some strong periods of play up against a strong opposition.
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. I think that it's always that balance throughout the season of making sure that the individual is developing and making progress and so on and so forth. But ultimately, it's collectively what they're doing together, and that's ultimately where we'll be strongest. So it's a balance of managing each individual, making sure they're on the right path and the right learning path. And as you would have seen, you know, we had moments where we were untouchable. But I hate to keep using this word, but, you know, if we can't string, I'm not even going to say the word, everyone knows what it is,
right, okay.
The C word. But, you know, stringing it together for longer periods of time, and when you can't do that, how you can still be effective is where we're trying to be. So that's where we're challenging ourselves. We've got breakdowns of where we're strongest and where we're weakest, and we're really just trying to power through on those weaker moments so that we can string it together for longer periods of time.
Quick question, how's Jodie getting on?
Yeah, Jodie Gibson, she's a little warrior. She's doing really nicely. You'll probably see from social media that she's lifting really well. She has started her running and movement stuff. So, yeah, hopefully it won't be too long before we see Jodie back again. But, yeah, she's on a great path at the moment.
Lightning away next. Sarah's obviously dealing with some injuries as well. What kind of game are you expecting?
Well, Loughborough, they're an interesting one because they've obviously got a couple of key players out at the moment. Hannah Joseph isn't quite back. Nat Panagari, they've just lost Vicky Oyosola. She's kind of just coming back to play. However, they've still got great depth. They've got Mary Chulock, who's in there at goal shooter, and they've got Jess Shaw, who's really taking control in that central position. Yeah. So, you know, Sarah Bayman's really building a good squad, and we're gonna expect a really strong through court defensive game from them. We know that they've got a huge target in the back, so, you know, the talk will be probably about the matchup between Mary Chulock and Razia Quashie, who last season had, you know, they had a great matchup against each other, but you've got the height, but then you've got the elevation and flair of Razia Quashie. So it's going to be an exciting game for the spectators, but it's going to have to be very strategic from our point of view.
It's all about getting the home games packed out. That just makes all the difference, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. And our first home game of the season at the weekend fell on International Women's Day, and we had to order in new seating, extra seating upon extra seating, just because there was such a demand for it. So, I mean, it's such a fantastic position to be in, where, you know, we need bigger arenas and we need people to keep showing up each week. You know, there are campaigns out there to try and just plant the seed into people's heads that, you know, get a season ticket, get a couple of tickets every few weeks to come and support these games, because ultimately that's what's going to drive it all forward. And yeah, we're definitely seeing better numbers. And, you know, some of that is down to the results that you're getting as well. People want to see winning teams. We've got a really exciting team this year. There's just such great depth across the whole league, to be honest. It's not just Mavericks, it's all the other franchises as well. People want to see them. And I would just encourage people to keep showing up, keep buying tickets to those games and supporting the game. It's going in a great direction.
Mavericksnetball.co.uk for tickets. Thanks again for your time, Cam.
No worries, Andy. Great speaking to you as always.
Thanks as always for your support. Remember, you can get in touch. We're at The Netball Show on Twitter, or you can also leave us a review, send us your comments on the podcast, anything you'd like to hear. Just leave us a message where you get your usual podcasts.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.